Ran, on the top of Zion and Aleph. It seems to number Yeshayahu that's stuck on the first run, over the top. So if you do say there is Yeshayahu that's stuck, Mashum, Kim the Ishkish, Iskesh, our God will see the Behedja in Hekashamech. So we raised the possibility of not applying Hekash over here is because it's not written explicitly. Just saying, if we're not bothered by that, we apply the rule of being Hekash Lamech, even though it's not explicit in the Pasuk. So that's why it's stuck out. So after my Mir Min and Hainu Stuck Aloy, Mahaydal Masafkalon E Yeshiad Lashua Aloy. So why don't we ask that question? That the Ram Mishum the Behed Iskish Ki Yidunedo or Hishav Ashua. That's explicit, so that we have no doubt that there's a Yeshiad Lashua Hanut Nan. Can it Rashoim, Nodr Benozr, Bekarbin Rashua, Ama Yeshiad Lashua. So we'll see a case later on the Mishan Daf Tes. They use the language of a yad by Shua, and then it works. Then we had a question, Yesh Yad Besikise. Ravina asked the question, is there Yesh Yad Besikise? Shehe also likus bar Kriya Shema. That once you designate this as a Besikise, you can't say Kriya Shema over here. He said it in the language of a yad. Samor says, well, he wasn't even sure that even if you would say it explicitly, it's going to be Osir. So the answer is kind of.
Is it only Kriya Shema or any Torah?
Any Torah, yeah. Right. Chalim Goy Chadu can be boiled. So we have a question, is there Zimun or not? And then we have a second question, is even if there is Zimun, what about a Yad? Okay. So we've raised this question by regards to Yesh Yad the Kedushin, Yad the Peyo, Yad the Tztoko, Yad the Hefker, and Yad the Besikise. So you raise all these questions. So what do we pass? And the Mor does not come to any conclusion on any of them. By Kedushin, Noktin and Lechumra. By Kedushin, we go Lechumra the Yeshiyat. Kima the Baya Lo Yivshito, since we've not come to any resolution on the Shiloh, have they taken the right? So Lechumra is a subject of the right. Subject is the right, so you have to be Machmer. So it works both ways. So we don't know Vadi that it works. So if Reuven's Mekadosh this woman through a Yad, maybe she's married to him, so she's not allowed to marry anybody else. But if somebody else is Mekadosh or with a full bona fide Kedushin, she's also Reuven also, because maybe Reuven's Kedushin wasn't effective, and the second act of marriage is the true marriage. She's married to the second vessel, so she's also the Reuven also. It's not a body that she's married to Reuven, it's a Sofik.
But is she, throughout the complicating case, and the normal case, you say the Chumra, it's Kedushin to Aser to others, but the guy who is tried to be Makadish, or can he live with her? Or
yeah, I mean the Isser of a Penuya is, except for the Rama, is not, we don't, it's not Isser the Raisa. So either she's married to him or she's a Penuya. So which is we Isser the Rabban and some of the Rabban the Kula. So assuming that nobody else tries to marry her, right, so she'd be mutter to roommate. I mean, theoretically, we suggest he do it again, but. Okay. Now, basic he say is the subject of Rabbanan, like the Ram will say later on. So we have the middle questions are Peya, Tztoka, and Hefker. Hefker, at the end of the day, Pashis is a subject moment, and Svekad Mino is always the cooler. What about Peya and Stalker? So Peya and Stalker are interesting cases. But you sort of, they're a question of, does this money belong to the Niyam? So is that a money, Momen HaShailah, is that an Yisra HaShailah, that they have a mitzvah, that we're dealing with the mitzvah of Peya and the mitzvah of Stalker? So that is that called Yisra, or is that called Momen? That's what Ron's going to deal with for a little while over here. Okay. The pay of tzlocha because of Rashi was all the kima nami the zin on the chumra kima the tzlocha b'teiko b'chein kasa ramban zal b'choisav the bind the tzlocha lo yifshito behedyo The Ramban writes that the Shaila of Tzedakah has not come to any resolution. But it seems to be assumed in other places in Shas that Yesh Yalad Tzedakah and the Kamal Nami to call Teiko the Isura Lechumra. Okay. So what does he mean that the Ramban's going to address the Ramban's at 2 points. The sugya means art sugya is mashma yeshal tzedaka. You know, it's not explicit, but it's mashma like that. And kol teiko the yisura lechumra. My omar zal, that which the Ramban said, the sugya, the yeshal tzedaka, that the sugya is mashma yeshal tzedaka. Hanu mishum the shemirin, because the Gemara says in Tzimtzum Lomer yeshal tzedaka. The Gemara seems to. Okay, now that I presented question number one, is it Yalat Tzedakah or not? Now I have a second question, what about Hefker? So that seems to be where we're inclined to that side. So Zatran, the after who al derech Rambam zal shepozik b'homokim ki'im tim salamer. We could explain the Ramban along those lines, but the Rambam says that in general, if we have a yim tim salamer, means Chazal were inclined to that side. So that's what he means. The Sugyan, the Gemara, is inclined to say Yesh Yalad Tzedakah. However, Abu Ma'id Ka'omar, the Kaimalon Nami, the Chol Teiko the Yisur al Chumra, Menir Shehiskim Gam Ken Lezeh Harash Bazal. So we have the Ramban and the Rashba that look at Tzedakah as a Sufik Yisura. Zatran, Ritimani Aleim. I have difficulty with that. Sharei Sugyim and Fereshes, he beside Perak Zorei Halachayim. So there's a Perak in Sefer Schulen called Zorei Halachayim, which deals with the halacha of giving matanis to kahuna. So there's a Sugyim over there at the end of the Perak which says, Shesavak Mammon Aniyim, here Safak Mammon, if Safak is something belongs, is part of the matanas raniyim, so the locha is a rei safek mammon. This is being about the kula. It has a din of safek mammon. The kula lenitva, which goes kula lenitva, which means we're trying to take it away from the balabayas. So, as it were, the niyim are the teveya, and he's the nitva. The niyim, the generic niyim, are the ones are asking for the money, they're being tevei of the money, saying, halacha says we have a right to get it. He's saying, maybe not. So he's the nitva, and we pass in kula nitva, he gets to keep it. So according to what you're saying, is a suffolk isura, he would have to give it. If he has a suffolk, if this is something which is matnas aniyim, it goes into the mitzvah of giving. He's a suffolk, if he's chayav that mitzvah, he must do the mitzvah. It's a suffolk the rice to the chumra. But the Mor does not say, the Mor says not like that, the Mor says, that if it's suffik, beikir it's a moment of shaila. Does this belong to the neim or not? And we have a rule of my moment is how much machrela verdaya. I'm muksik. Prove that I have to pay, and I'll pay. Till then, I get to keep it. So why don't you ask me the kushan sveik has asked the question. He says, I mean, there's an aver there's an israel lo sigzel in the Torah. So Reuben and Shimon come to din Torah. Reuben's being to bail the money from Shimon. Shimon says, it's not conclusive. So much of Michael Varaya, that's very nice, but Shimon has a suffolk Isser Torah to keep the money because maybe it's Lusigzel. He's having the money illegally. So why don't you say he's Mukhiv to give the money, Misafik? So one answer is, yeah, because, and how can Reuben take it, Misafik? So you're left with, because he also has an Isser. That's one angle how to answer the question. But he's with the Rav Shimon answers the question. He says that there's definitely, we understand that there are different areas of the Torah. Lo sigzel is whoever's money that halacha says this belongs to, you may not take it. So I first have to decide what halacha, whose money it is. Well, that I use the rules of Mominus, not the rules of Isser. And in Mominus, the rule is a Muslim liberai. Once that's true, then I say, okay, if it belongs to Shimon. So now Shimon doesn't have Lo sigzel to keep it. But you deal with first the internal issues of Mominus, and then you decide how the Yisurim apply. So I have to figure out. The mitzvah is to give Matnas and Niyim. I have to figure out, is this matas aniyim or not? So that's the moment of sikha shayla of who owns it, and then we'll decide if there's an if the isurim applied to it. So that's the more that we deal with it as a subic moment. How do I know? Mida makshin and hosam amas nisan. The gershin is gayer v'hoyel leporo. So a person becomes Jewish. So when you shecht an animal, so the Yisrael is mechuyev to give to the kohen the foreleg, the right foreleg, the zroya, the cheek together with the tongue, and the keba and the stomach. So he has to give that to the kohen. So if a ger owns a behema. If a goy owns a behemoth, and even a Yisrael shechts it, there's no din of zerach lamakeba because it belongs to a goy. Now the goy is megayer, and he right after it was shechted, so it's a kosher animal, it was shechted properly, right? He's megayer. He says, well, now he owns an animal with the zerach lamakeba. He's not mechuyev to give. The mitzvah of zerach lamakeba takes effect at the time of shechita. At the time of shechita, he was not Jewish. He's not chayev to give. Let's say we're not sure. So he took his behemoth and says, "Listen, I'm going to celebrate. I'm becoming a ger. I'm going to go celebrate." He gives his animal to the shaykhid. Shaykhid goes to the shlachtos. He goes to the mikvah. We're not sure what happened first. Was his geris before the shechita or after the shechita? So now we have a suffix. Does he have a mitzvah to give the zrein lechem akeva to the kohen? That's the suffix. So the Mora says that the loch is, or the Mishnah says, "Sit on something moment potter." So the Kohen is coming to the ger and saying, "Give me my zerah lechem akeva." And the ger is saying, "Prove that I was Jewish at the time of the shechita, and I'll give it to you." Well, since we can't prove that, I'm keeping the zerah lechem akeva. So we deal with the zerah lechem akeva as a moment of sikah shayla. Okay. Alma sveka lekula. V'raminu. So when you're harvesting the field, there's something called leket. Leket is that as he's harvesting, so he's cutting the pieces which fall away to the ground are to be left for leniyim. Okay, so they finish the field, everything is done. And they find some ant holes, and there are kernels of wheat in the holes. So the question is: are these kernels of wheat which belong to the balabayas, or are they belong to the neem? Are we assuming that they might be from something which fell that belongs to the balabayas, or something which they took from the leket which had fallen b'shas the harvesting process? Those stalks which fell. The neem, which belonged to the neem, the ants came along and squirreled them away in their holes.
That's not waste at some point? I mean, I understand the question, but...
They're edible, why not take them?
Get them out of the holes.
And I'm aggrieved to get out of the holes. We unveiled them, we have this nice stash of kernels of wheat. Who does it belong to? Does it belong to the Malabias or to the neem? Okay. So the halacha is you give it to the aniyim. So the Mishnah differentiates between the ones which are on the bottom, which you know obviously been there for a long time, is the ones which are look recent. As long as they look recent, we give it to the aniyim because there's suffix mamon aniyim. So Mora says, 1 second, I don't understand. We have by the case of Zerah lechem akeva, we say suffix mamon lekula, and the ger keeps keeps them. Over here we're saying that the Baal HaBayis has to give it to the aniyim. That's the Mora's question.
What's the scenario again? How did the ants get to kernels that belong to the balabai?
They went to his storage. He might have made a storage pile at the end of the field. They took it from there. We don't know where they took it from. Ants are very industrious, right?
Not disagreeing. I'm just thinking that you go through the field, you're cutting. Presumably there's some quantity of leftovers, probably...
Well, there's a certain amount of lekka belongs to, if it falls, if it's very large, it belongs to Malabayas. It doesn't belong to the, right?
Not uniform, but, you know, some continuous lekka process. And unless there's some store that would belong to the Baal HaBayit nearby, you'd think the ants would take it from the closest there.
Right, but that's not always clear, you know, whether that's. So the more ants like this. So the more it says that the difference is the reason why by the kohen matnas kahuna he doesn't give is because the animal belonged to a goy, that was varai. So the animal, you want to know, did that change that it became owned by a Jew? So he started out with a cheskes p'tur, and you, so the cheskes p'tur tells me that it didn't change, it remains potter. Whereas the kama in the field starts out with a cheskes kiev, has a cheskes kiev or potential. So there's a gemara which we had in Yevamos that a potential state is also called a cheskes kiev. We use it over there in Daf Lamed Aleph. A woman who had a chazakah that if her husband would die, she would yes fall to Yibam or not fall to Yibam, depending on the Yevamos 101, right? So a woman is married to two wives, and he dies, and both of his wives, the co-wives fall to Yibam. One of the co-wives is an erva on Shimon, the brother. Reuben and Shimon are brothers. Reuben marries Shimon's daughter. So when Reuben dies, the Mora says that there's no bits of Yibam. Shimon does not have a bits of Yibam on his daughter. Not only does not have a bits of Yibam on the daughter, if Reuben has a second wife, Reuben has two wives, so the co-wife of the daughter is also doesn't have Yibam. Okay? So now we have a situation where Reuven and his wife, Shimon's daughter, were together in the building, and the building collapses. If the daughter dies first, it means the moment of Reuven's death, Reuven only had one wife, so there's a mitzvah Yibum. If Reuven died first, I mean, the moment of Reuven's death, he had two wives. We don't know who died first. Right. Did the Erva die first or Reuven die first? So the Mor says the co-wife has a cheskes heter l'shuk. Now she's not more to l'shuk. Normally chazak is you have a state of being, you maintain the state of being. So she's not more to l'shuk right now, she's married. She has a potential chazak. If her husband would die under these circumstances, she would be more to l'shuk. The Mor says that's a valid chazak. So a potential chazak is also called a chazak. So the kama right now, all of it has a cheskes kiev. If any of it falls, it goes to the neim. It's more called that a chazak. It's becheskes kiev. There's a kiev of all of the kama. If they will fall, that they go to the neim. So more, so that's why you give it to the neim. But we're not for that. You don't deal with. You don't say, well, there's an issue of the Torah to. You have mitzvahs to give to the neim, and it's isurim, like the Rashba said and the Ramban said. So of course, misafik, you give it to the neim. Am a time of the becheses chiyav kaima halav hachi safik pater. The misa the safik mammon and neim haveli sveikin the isura lamal the shnuya hachi. Okay, so that is that one. What's one proof that the Ran brings that he finds against the Ramban and the Rashba? That the Gemara clearly deals with Mammon Aniyim by as Mammon, not as Isser, and therefore based on the rule of Mammon, the Baal HaBayit should keep it. And that which you're saying the Baal HaBayit has to give it is because of the Chazaka. Yeah.
So I assume there's a Chazaka that the majority of the field ends up being not being Leket, that you don't drop more than half.
Well, if you would, it wouldn't be like it anyway. Okay. But any individual, that's not our issue. Any individual kernel started out with a chazaka of Kiev.
Each individual
right.
Kernel starts out with a chazaka of Kiev.
So I want to know, is this kernel belong to the... Right. A potential Kiev Leket.
Even though any individual kernel, we can say that, well, we know that odds are it will not be lechet because it can't be a case where more than 50% or more of the field is lechet.
It goes back to our world of how Rove works, that discussion of how Rove works. I'm not sure that Rove would apply with it. Right. Okay. Voy, the Hosanami actually Abaya. Okay, so what about the following scenario? Back to the Gare case, or so the Gare, besides, you know, so he's making a party, so he needs an animal, he also needs bread, so they're making a dough. The question was the dough made before the Gairis or after the Gairis? So they're busy making the dough in the house, and he's busy going to the mikvah. So if at the moment if the dough was made the moment of chiyuv for challah, the matlas kuna of giving to the kohen of giving a portion of called challah is totally at the time of when you add the water and you mix it together and make the dough. Shas Gilgal. So we're unsure. Did the Gilgal take place before the Geirus or after the Geirus? So Reisa the Mechesis is Ptura, but before he was a Goy, so it was the Mechesis is Ptura. And Tanan, the Gershon is Gayer, Savachayev. So you see that even though there's a Chesis Ptur, you give. So what do you tell me by the case of Elo Kamakeva, Cheskis? I'm sorry, even with the Chesis Ptur, you give. So why tell me about Zolach HaMakeva, there's a Chesis Ptur, you don't give. What's the difference between Zolach HaMakeva and Chala? Barmalei, so this is what that Abaya asked. I don't know who the Barmalei is. But so they answered back to Abaya, Safik Yisur L'chumra, Safik Manu L'kula. So the more answers that challah, because it's dealt with as with the Isra of Tevel, etc., there's an Isra element as well. Zolah B'chama Keva does not create any type of Isurim on the animal. It's only just an obligation to give. So that we deal with the Suffolk moment. So the Ran, the Misa, the Suffolk Ania Mikri, Suffolk Yisura, how Peruka Gufa, Havli Motsi Shnuyele, how the Akshi Mikar and Amolim, Amasthisan. So the more already introduces in that Sugya a difference between Mammon and Isser. If Matlas Aniyam is called an Isser, why do the more use that same answer to answer the case of Karin Amolim? Okay.
If they eat the Zorah L'chaim Akeva, it's not an Isser issue?
If he still would eat the Zorah L'chaim Akeva, he did not have any Aveiro. Except that he's Zayla, except for stealing. It belongs to the Kohen. He has a mitzvah to give it to the Kohen.
Only a Mammon issue, supposedly.
Right.
Thank you.
Before the Rina Hasan Perakam of the Yuma, so there's a Gemara in Yuma. So on the Mai, so the more it says like this, the Mai, Chazal came along and they recognized that the Amoratsim were not, there were many Amoratsim, were not taking off Trumas and Maises appropriately. So they were verdict that Trum Gadala they were given. So Trum Gadala was not an issue. Maiser, was a problem, and the more says even Meiser, Rabbanim were Maaser as well, but it was enough of a problem that Chazar Machai, but you have to give. So now you're dealing with your private balabas. So he buys something from the Aniyim. The Tamachon buys from the Aniyim, so he's Mukhib Bimah Frish Meiser. When you tell it to the Nachtum, he's dealing with large amounts of grain, That'll be very burdensome. And since Reva and Neim were ma'aser, she really has the right mikra din to assume that they were ma'aser. Reva Amayorit, thank you. Were ma'aser, so he has the right to assume. So Chazal were mekel and said, you know what? He doesn't have to give all the ma'aser. But in ma'aser, there's Trumas ma'aser. And Trumas ma'aser is Isser, because Trumas ma'aser has it in like Truma. So since let him give the 1/10 of the ma'aser, which would be Truma's ma'aser, to take away the potential Isser, and Chala, the same thing, he has to give Chala, because he's an Achim, he has to give Chala, he's making dough. So the Morris is like this, so let's go through the thought process. The Morris says, the Morris is going to question what happened to Ma'aser Sheni. That's the Morris question. But the Morris says, let's go all through all the different matanas, but we'll see what makes sense. I know that we know that they give, we're not worried about that. They were Boidic, and they give Trumagdala, not a problem. Maiser Rishon and Maiser Ani, I understand how much Trumagdala Baraya. Clever the lack of second Israel, the Mamoina. The Levi, the Maiser, which he gets, is clearly, there's no Isurim on it. So it's only a moment of Sikashayla. Does it belong to the Levi? So he said, listen, Rav Amaratim or Master, so prove that I have, that this is not Moser, and I'll give it to you. So the more I use that Surah in regards to my Rishon and my Ani. So the more I ask, but why weren't we Mechayiv the Nachtim? Timafris, my shesheni, which we take up to Yerushalayim and eat it. Zataran, the misa, the savaganim, sveka di suruhu, we deal with savaganim, it's not as mominous, as much of a liberaya, but as savagisur, kehechada, akashalim, my shesheni, tikshle nami, my sarani. So why are we saying my sarani is poshet? Because much of a liberaya. That's not true, it's a savagisur. Alvari seka the mamanim, lomikri seka the sura, al seka the mamaino, bilakulo. Ficha any mischaber with the reim zalbazer. I don't have a clarity in their thought process. Okay, so that's the Ran's kashas on the Ramban of the Rashba. Finish up the Ram. We got Hefker Ein Sofek the Havli Seker the Mamayna Lekula Benyan. So there's no question by Hefker we deal with this as momentous. So Sofek Mamayna Lekula, and therefore if he said the language of Hefker and a Yad, it doesn't become Hefker. The people can't take it. People cannot take it. He say that feeling to learn Mizim and Moyel Lomahani Lomir Rabbanon Havli Seker the Rabbanon Lekula. So, in regards to Kedusha, we were machmer. In regards to the other, according to the Ramban, according to the Ram, the other four. So, when you're dealing with the Shaila of Peya and Staka, it's Savag Maman, the Kula. Hefker is Savag Maman, the Kula. And basically, it's Savag Rabban, the Kula. So, the first case, Misavag, you're machmer. And the other four cases, Misavag, you'd be Makel, according to the Ram. There is a, I think they use the poetic language of how much ink was spilled and how many kumusim were broken to discuss this issue. This is like a major discussion of how we deal with Sabbath Matnas and Niyim to answer up the Ramban and the Rashba. There's a Machla Fram about it, there's others, there's, you know, Ksois, they all talk about how to answer this up in different Yesodas. But, not for today. I probably should stop here. Okay.